welcome to the deep dive. And, you know, since it is late July 2026, right?
The absolute peak of it, yeah.
Right, the peak of the sweltering midsummer Texas heat. I mean, if you're stepping outside right now, you are melting.
Oh, absolutely melting. It is, it's oppressive out there.
So, honestly, it is the perfect time for you to just stay inside, crank up the AC, and let's get a really clear-eyed look at something that is, well, usually just as hot.
But currently cooling down.
Exactly. Yeah. The local property market. Specifically, we are looking at Denton County today. And our mission for this deep dive is to just, you know, totally decode the exact state of this real estate market right now.
Because it is behaving very, very strangely.
It really is. Imagine a market where the number of people just, like, desperate to rent a home surges by nearly 40% in a single year.
Which is a massive, massive spike in demand.
Right. And if you know anything about basic economics, you know, the law of supply and demand, rent prices should be absolutely skyrocketing, right?
They should be off the charts.
More people fighting over apartments means landlords can basically charge whatever they want. But in Denton County right now, rents are actually falling.
Falling, yeah. It is a phenomenal contradiction to look at.
And to figure out exactly why the laws of supply and demand are just, you know, seemingly broken in North Texas, we aren't looking at some national headlines.
Because national headlines don't help you if you live here.
No, exactly. A headline about housing in San Francisco or Manhattan means literally nothing to you if you're trying to buy a house in Little Elm or Corinth.
Right. You need the ground level data.
So we are going straight to the raw on the ground sources. We are pulling from these really exhaustive MLS summary reports powered by the North Texas Real Estate Information Systems.
NTRICE for short.
NTRICE, yes. Alongside this incredible deep research from the Texas Real Estate Research Center at Texas A&M University.
Which is always so detailed.
It is. And all of these local insights are brought to you by PeteRealty.com. And, you know, we want to keep this completely jargon free today. Just a clear, engaging breakdown of what these numbers actually mean for you.
Exactly. Just the facts and how they actually impact the listener.
Okay, let's unpack this. We need to start with the broad June 2026 macro data for Denton County. Because the overarching theme here seems to be something you've referred to as stable cooling.
Right. Stable cooling. To understand that, you really have to look at the two dominant forces in any market, right? Supply and demand.
Sure.
But it's not just about looking at them in isolation. You have to look at how they are moving relative to one another.
Okay, so give me the raw numbers for June.
So at the end of June 2026, Denton County had exactly 5,907 homes sitting on the market.
Okay, 5,907. Which, if we look back exactly 1 year, so June 2025, there were 6,023 homes on the market.
Exactly.
So we're looking at what, like a 1.9% drop in total active inventory year over year?
Just about, yeah.
My immediate reaction to that is, well, less supply means a tighter, hotter market. Like, if there are fewer homes on the shelf, buyers have to fight harder for them, right?
That would be the logical assumption, yes.
But then I looked at the months of inventory metric in the report, and right now it's sitting at 4.8 months,
right?
Which is actually down 5.9% from the 5.1 months we saw a year ago. So inventory is dropping.
Yes, and this is where we need to peel back what months of inventory actually measures, because it is the vital heartbeat of real estate economics.
It's not just a tally of the houses sitting there.
No, not at all. It's a measurement of market velocity. It essentially asks this this hypothetical question.
Okay.
If not a single new house came on the market starting today, I mean, no new listings, zero, how long would it take to sell every single home currently listed?
Assuming the current pace of buyer demand stays exactly the same.
Exactly. Assuming demand stays flat.
It's like the burn rate. If the market is a furnace, months of inventory is basically how long the current pile of coal will last before the fire just totally goes out.
That is a great way to look at it. And the historical rule of thumb, you know, the gold standard benchmark in real estate is 6 months.
6 months is the magic number.
Right. If you have a 6 month supply of homes, you have a perfectly balanced market. The power dynamic between the buyer and the seller is roughly equal.
Nobody really has the upper hand.
Exactly. Now, if you have more than 6 months of inventory, you cross into a buyer's market.
Meaning there is a surplus of homes.
Yeah, the coal is piling up faster than the furnace can burn it. So buyers can take their time, they can demand massive concessions, and they can negotiate prices pretty heavily.
And conversely, if you have less than 6 months of inventory, you theoretically have a seller's market, right? Demand is outpacing supply.
Theoretically, yes.
So at 4.8 months of inventory right now in Denton County, we are technically still in a seller's market.
Technically, by the definition of the benchmark, yes.
But, I mean, reading through these entries reports and looking at the new listing data, which, by the way, actually dropped 6.2% year-over-year down to 2,293 new listings for June.
Right, a significant drop in new listings.
Yeah, it really doesn't feel like a seller's market. If I'm a buyer out there, 4.8 months feels remarkably balanced. Why is there such a disconnect between the technical definition and the reality on the ground?
Because the sheer volume of that 4.8-month cushion is doing a lot of psychological heavy lifting right now.
Psychological heavy lifting? How do you mean?
Well, yes, 4.8 is obviously less than 6, but think about the context of the last few years for a second.
Oh, man. The frenzy.
Right. During the peak of that frenzy, months of inventory in parts of North Texas wasn't measured in months at all. It was measured in weeks.
Sometimes days.
Exactly. Sometimes days. We were seeing, you know, 0.8 months of inventory. Wow. That is a market defined by sheer panic. So a 4.8-month supply, by contrast, is a very thick, very comfortable cushion.
So it's all relative.
Right. What is happening is that fewer sellers are listing their homes, which is that 6.2% drop you mentioned, but fewer buyers are rushing the market as well.
I was actually trying to visualize this simultaneous drop in both supply and demand. It's kind of like two cars driving down Interstate 35.
Okay, I like this.
You've got the supply car and the demand car.
Yeah.
Now, a few years ago, both cars were just flooring it, going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was chaotic, reckless, totally unsustainable.
Maybe reckless, yes.
But what we are seeing in June 2026 is that both drivers have basically hit a wall of external pressure.
Specifically, higher interest rates.
Yes, acting like this massive headwind. So both cars are decelerating at the exact same time. The fundamental distance between them hasn't changed drastically.
Right.
The market isn't crashing. The cars aren't skidding out into the ditch or anything. They're just, you know, coasting down to a much more manageable 55 miles per hour.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that symmetrical deceleration is the crucial mechanism here.
Symmetrical deceleration. I like that term.
When a housing market actually crashes, like we saw back in 2008, it's usually because one car slams on the brakes while the other one just keeps accelerating.
Oh, right.
You see this massive forced spike in supply due to foreclosures combined with a total collapse in buyer demand because the credit markets just freeze up.
It's totally lopsided.
Exactly. That asymmetry creates a violent price correction. But in Denton County right now, the cooling is completely symmetrical.
So nobody is panicking.
Right. Homeowners aren't being forced to sell, so supply just sort of trickles down. And buyers aren't being forced to buy, so demand trickles down too.
For anyone trying to navigate this, I mean, that is the definition of a safe, predictable environment.
It really is.
You don't have to worry about buying a house on a Friday and having it lose 10% of its equity by Monday. And you also don't have to, waive your inspection rights, waive your appraisal rights, and bid 50 grand over asking just to get your foot in the door.
Precisely. The stable cooling phenomenon protects both sides. It preserves the equity that the seller has built up over the last decade while giving the buyer the breathing room to actually conduct a rational business transaction.
That's much as refreshing.
It really is. But to really understand how this 55 mile per hour market operates on a practical level, we have to look past the broad countywide June data.
Right. We need to zoom in.
We need to look at how the spring season played out because spring is when the market wakes up and really sets the trajectory for the rest of the year.
Okay. Let's unpack this. Let's isolate just the single family homes in the city of Denton.
Just Denton City.
Right. And let's look at the hard data from March 2026 and contrast it directly with March 2025.
Okay.
Because this is where we see the actual behavior of the individual buyer and seller, right?
Yes. And the micro data for Denton City single-family homes is incredibly revealing. It shows a very noticeable contraction in sheer volume.
Like how much of a contraction?
Well, in March of 2025, there were 146 single-family home sales closed. Fast forward to March 2026, and that number dropped to 113 sales.
Wow, 113. So that is a 22% drop in transaction volume.
It is significant.
And it pulled the pricing metrics down right along with it, didn't it? I'm looking at the median price for a single family home in Denton, and it dropped from $392,276 in March 2025 down to an even $380,000 in March 2026.
Yes, it did.
We also see the median price per square foot drop from roughly $191 down to about $182.
That $12,000 drop in the median price is essentially the market finding its new equilibrium.
Finding its footing.
Exactly. It reflects an environment where buyers are finally hitting a hard affordability ceiling.
Right, because of the rates.
Right. In previous years, if rates went up, buyers might just, you know, stretch their budgets a little further, maybe sacrifice some savings to make the monthly payment work.
Just make it happen somehow.
Yeah. But at $380,000 with current mortgage rates, we are seeing the absolute limit of what the local median income can support.
So they literally can't borrow anymore.
Exactly. Buyers are pulling back, not because they don't want the house, but because the bank's debt-to-income limits literally will not let them borrow any more money.
Which brings us to the metric that really jumped off the page in the MLS summary report for me. The days on market, or DOM.
This is a crucial one.
In March 2025, homes in Denton were sitting on the market for an average of 55 days, which is, you know, not bad.
Pretty standard for a cooling market.
But by March 2026, that number jumped significantly to 77 days. That is three extra weeks of a for sale sign just sitting in the front yard.
Three full weeks.
But here is the piece of data that really has me scratching my head. The report shows that in both years, despite the drop in volume and the extra 3 weeks on the market, sellers received almost exactly the same percentage of their original list price.
Yes, the list-to-close ratio, it was 95.5% in 2025 and 95.0% in 2026.
Right, so if homes are still selling for basically 95% of their asking price, why on earth are they sitting on the market for three extra weeks to get there?
It's a great question.
I mean, you say buyers are being careful and methodical, but if volume is down 22% and prices are dipping, aren't they just priced out? Is methodical just real estate spin for broke?
Well, that is exactly the nuance we have to dissect here.
Okay.
If the buyers in Denton County were truly broke, I mean, if the local economy was failing or job losses were spiking, they wouldn't be buying at all.
That makes sense.
Or we would see that list-to-close ratio plummet to like 80 or 85%. You would see desperate sellers taking massive lowball offers just to escape the property.
Because they just need to get out.
Right. But they are still getting 95%. The buyers have the money and they have the approval from the bank.
So what's taking 77 days then?
The optimization of debt.
Optimization of debt.
Yes. You have to put yourself in the shoes of someone financing a $380,000 home right now. Mortgage rates are not a temporary blip anymore. They are a persistent known factor.
They're just the new reality.
Exactly. Borrowing money is incredibly expensive compared to 3 years ago. And because that monthly payment is going to consume a massive percentage of their take-home pay, the psychology of the buyer has totally shifted.
Shifted from what to what?
It shifted from FOMO, the fear of missing out, to FOP.
FOP.
The fear of overpaying.
Fear of overpaying. Wow. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
They aren't rushing the open house with a pre-approval letter in one hand and a blank check in the other anymore?
No, not at all. They are treating it like the massive financial commitment it actually is.
So what does that look like on the ground?
Well, they go to the open house, they look around, then they go home, they run the numbers on their mortgage calculator for like the fifth time.
Sweating over the math.
Exactly. They sleep on it. Then they come back for a second showing on Tuesday. They bring their parents or a contractor to look at the HVAC unit on Thursday.
They're doing their homework.
Yes. They want to make absolutely sure the house is structurally perfect before they lock in a high-interest 30-year commitment. They are using that 4.8 months of inventory to their advantage.
They are essentially saying, I am willing to pay your price. I mean, I'll give you 95% of what you're asking,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to do it on my timeline, and I am going to make sure every single light switch in this house works first.
Exactly. They are reinstating all the contingencies that were just totally abandoned during the boom.
Right. People were skipping inspections left and right back then.
Which was incredibly risky. But now they are demanding thorough inspections. They are demanding that the appraisal actually matches the purchase price.
No more covering the appraisal gap in cash.
Right. They're refusing to cover those gaps out of pocket. That due diligence takes time. It extends the escrow period. It extends the negotiation period. And that is exactly where those extra 22 days on the market come from.
Okay, but from the seller's perspective, why are they tolerating this? I mean, if my house is sitting for 77 days, wouldn't I start panicking and dropping the price drastically to get it sold?
You'd think so.
Why are sellers stubbornly holding out for that 95%?
Because of the equity cushion and the lock-in effect.
The lock-in effect, right.
The vast majority of people selling a home in 2026 bought or refinanced that home prior to 2023.
When rates were basically zero.
Right. They likely have a mortgage rate somewhere between 2.5 and 4%. And they are sitting on a tremendous amount of localized equity because home prices in Denton County skyrocketed over the last 5 years.
So they have a ton of built-up wealth in the house.
Yes. They are not in a distressed position.
So they don't have to sell.
Right. Unless there is a massive life event, you know, a job relocation, out of state, a divorce, a death in the family, they are perfectly content to just sit on the market for 77 days.
They can afford to wait.
Exactly. They are basically saying, I know what my house is worth. I have a tiny mortgage payment. I can afford to wait for the buyer who is willing to pay 95% of my asking price.
It's a standoff.
It is a total standoff between a meticulous buyer and a highly secure seller. And in a standoff, time is the casualty. That is why days on market expands.
So if you are a listener who is putting a house on the market in Denton right now, you really need to mentally prepare for this reality.
Absolutely.
Your house will likely sell. Mm-hmm. And it will likely sell close to what you are asking. But you're going to have to endure like 2.5 months of keeping the house perfectly spotless.
Which is exhausting.
Leaving every time a showing is scheduled, mm-hmm. and just waiting for that highly methodical buyer to finally pull the trigger.
It requires an entirely different mindset. Sellers really need to stop looking at 2021 as the baseline.
That era is over.
Long over. 77 days on the market is actually much closer to historical norms for real estate than the 14-day turnarounds we got used to.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit further. Because this establishes a very clear reality for traditional single-family homes. Fewer sales, prices dipping slightly to meet affordability caps, and a much longer wait time.
Correct.
Which creates this fascinating causal link. If transaction volume is down 22%, meaning 33 fewer families bought a home in March 2026 compared to March 2025, where did those 33 families go?
They didn't just disappear.
No, they still need a roof over their heads. If they are priced out by mortgage rates, or if they are just, you know, choosing to weigh out the market, they have to live somewhere.
And the logical migration is to the rental market.
The rental market.
Yes. And the data from the Texas Real Estate Research Center confirms this exact migration perfectly. When we look at the March residential lease data specifically for Denton City, we see the downstream effect of those high mortgage rates.
This is where we get back to that crazy contradiction I mentioned at the very beginning of the deep dive. The volume surge here is wild.
It's a massive shift.
In March 2025, there were 61 residential leases signed in Denton City. In March 2026, that number jumped to 84 leases signed.
Right.
That is nearly a 38% increase in rental demand year over year. That's a massive influx of people seeking leases.
It is a huge influx. These are the would-be first-time homebuyers who looked at a $380,000 mortgage at current rates, looked at the required down payment, and just decided to sign another 12-month lease instead.
But here's the crazy part. Despite this massive 38% surge in demand, the median lease price actually fell.
It dropped.
It dropped from $2,245 a month in 2025 down to $2,050 a month in 2026. And the price per square foot dropped down to $1.22. I don't get it. How does an economy absorb a 38% spike in renter demand while simultaneously dropping the cost of rent by nearly $200 a month?
Because you were only looking at the demand curve.
Okay.
You have to look at the supply curve to see the whole picture. Yes, we had 84 people renting instead of 61, but look at the active listings for leases in that same report.
Right, let me look.
In March 2025, there were 118 active rental listings. By March 2026, that number had jumped to 141.
Oh, wow. So the supply outpaced even that surging demand.
Exactly. The rental supply expanded so rapidly that it diluted the pricing power of the landlords, even with way more renters in the market.
But where is all this new rental supply coming from? Are people just, like, abandoning their homes and renting them out?
It's coming from two very distinct sources, actually. Yeah. And understanding them is crucial to understanding Denton County's current economic landscape.
Okay, what's the first source?
The first source is institutional. Over the last few years, we have seen a massive wave of build-to-rent communities sweeping across North Texas.
Explain the mechanics of that. I mean, why are developers building entire subdivisions just to rent them out rather than selling the houses to individual families? It seems like a lot of work.
It comes down to economies of scale and the cost of capital. A developer looks at Denton County and sees incredible population growth, great schools, and a strong local economy.
All the green flags.
Right. But they also see those high mortgage rates locking individual buyers out of the $400,000 market.
Right.
So instead of building a subdivision of homes and hoping 100 individual families can secure 100 individual high interest mortgages, the developer secures one massive commercial loan.
Oh, I see.
They build the entire neighborhood, complete with community pools, lawn care, smart home tech, everything, and they just retain ownership of every single house.
So they basically become a mega landlord.
Right. They operate the entire subdivision like a horizontal apartment complex.
Horizontal apartment complex. That's a great visual.
And because institutional investors and Wall Street funds have backed these projects, they have a very different financial mandate than a traditional homeowner.
How so?
Well, for an institutional build-to-rent community, an empty unit is an absolute disaster. It is a massive drag on their quarterly yield. They are playing a volume game.
So they just need bodies in the houses.
Exactly. They would much rather drop the monthly rent from $2,245 down to $2,050 to get a tenant signed and cash flowing immediately, rather than let a brand new property sit vacant for 3 months, holding out for top dollar.
That makes a lot of sense for the big corporations. Yeah. They can absorb that slight dip in rent because they have 100 units doing it.
Exactly.
But what about the second source of this rental supply? You said there were two.
The second source is the reluctant mom-and-pop landlord.
Reluctant.
Yes. Remember the single-family home market we just talked about? The one where homes are sitting on the market for 77 days?
Yeah, the standoff between the meticulous buyer and the secure seller.
Exactly. Well, imagine a homeowner who does need to move. Maybe they got a job transfer to Austin.
Okay.
They put their Denton home on the market for $380,000. It sits for 30 days, 60 days, 77 days. They aren't getting the 95% offer they want, but they have to move to Austin next week.
They're running out of time.
Right. So they look at their current mortgage on that Denton house, which again is probably a historically low 3% rate, meaning their monthly payment is incredibly low.
Yeah.
They realize that instead of dropping their asking price and taking a huge hit on their equity, they can simply take the house off the sales market, put it on the rental market, and easily cover their low mortgage payment with the rental income.
Wow.
Even if they have to price the rent competitively to get a tenant fast.
Ah. So the failure of the sales market directly feeds the inventory of the rental market.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The build-to-rent developers and the reluctant mom-and-pop landlords are flooding the zone with inventory. The supply outpaces the demand, which forces prices down.
That is wild.
For the listener, if you are currently navigating this market and you are feeling stressed about buying, this is the silver lining.
A huge silver lining.
The rental market is a haven right now. You have incredible choices. The high inventory means property owners, both corporate and individual, are having to compete fiercely for your signature.
That is real tangible leverage for a renter. I mean, saving almost $200 a month on a lease compared to last year is over $2,000 a year in your pocket.
Which is significant.
You could use that savings to build up a larger down payment while you wait for the single family market to figure itself out.
Yeah.
It really highlights how interconnected all these data points are.
You can't look at home sales in a vacuum.
No, you have to see how they spill over into leases.
And you can't just look at single family homes either. The MLS maps and the countywide reports track every type of dwelling.
Right.
To really understand the structural shifts in Denton County, we need to shift our focus and explore the periphery.
The periphery, okay.
Yeah, the alternative housing types like condos and townhomes and the surrounding suburban areas that border Denton City.
The periphery is fascinating to me because it's usually where you find the missing pieces of the puzzle. I mean, if buyers are priced out of a $380,000 detached house, conventional wisdom says they should compromise, right?
Yes, the traditional path, yes.
No. They should buy a smaller attached home, like a condo or a townhome, just to get their foot in the door of homeownership.
Sure, right.
But the data for attached housing in Denton County right now is practically at an absolute standstill.
Standstill is almost an understatement. The data is completely gridlocked.
I mean, let's look at the Denton City townhome market in the report. In the entire month of March 2026, there was exactly one sale.
Just one?
Just one single townhome changed hands. And that single property sat on the market for an astronomical 105 days.
Over 3 months.
Contrast that with 2025, where the handful of townhomes that sold had 0 days on the market, meaning they were basically sold off market, or literally the second they hit the MLS.
Right.
And it's not just Denton City. The report notes that Corinth showed zero condominium sales in both periods, 2025 and 2026.
Zero. And we see similar stagnation when we look at the suburban land being prepped for these types of developments, too.
Oh, really? Where at?
Well, in Little Elm, the report highlights that land sales dropped from two major transactions at $580,000 each in 2025 down to absolutely zero transactions in 2026.
Zero.
Well, the active listings for land in that area actually doubled. And over in Flower Mound, the handful of land sales that did happen averaged around $198,333, but they closed at just a fraction of their original list price, indicating deep, desperate downtowns by the sellers.
Okay, let's unpack this. If I'm a listener who is an entry-level buyer, and I'm looking for a townhome because I can't quite swing the single-family mortgage, why is this market frozen?
This raises an important question.
If people need affordable housing, why aren't townhomes just flying off the shelf?
Because it brings us to a massive structural issue in real estate development right now, something urban planners call the missing middle housing crisis.
The missing middle?
Yes. The missing middle refers to duplexes, townhomes, and condos. Basically, the stepping stones between renting an apartment and owning a detached house. Theoretically, in a high interest rate environment, the missing middle should be the hottest segment of the market. But the data shows it's completely paralyzed.
Because the pricing is misaligned. Are sellers just asking too much for a shared wall?
It's deeper than just greedy sellers. The entire economic model for attached housing in Texas is currently broken.
Broken how? Let's break down the math.
Okay, let's look at it from the builder's perspective. A builder or a developer looks at building a townhome community. There are costs for raw materials. Lumber, concrete, copper are still incredibly high.
Inflation is still a factor.
Right. Their labor costs are high. The cost of acquiring the land in Denton County is high. So by the time they build a townhome, they have to price it at, say, $320,000 just to make a really slim profit margin.
Okay, but $320,000 is less than the $380,000 single family home. So why doesn't the buyer bite? That's 60 grand in savings.
Because of the hidden costs that absolutely destroy the buyer's debt to income ratio.
Hidden costs?
Yes. When you buy a townhome or a condo, you aren't just paying the mortgage. You are paying a monthly homeowners association fee, an HOA fee.
Oh, right.
And in Texas recently, HOA fees for attached housing have absolutely skyrocketed.
Right. Is it just general inflation or greedy management companies?
Primarily, it's because of insurance.
Insurance.
The cost to insure large multifamily attached structures in Texas has exploded due to severe weather events, hailstorms, and grid issues over the last few years.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
The HOA has to carry a master insurance policy on the exterior of all those townhomes, the roofs, the siding, everything.
Right.
When that premium doubles or sometimes triples, the HOA passes that cost directly to the homeowner through higher monthly dues.
Oh, wow. So let's run that math for a second. Mm-hmm. The buyer looks at a $320,000 townhome. They calculate the mortgage at current rates. Then they add, what, a $400 a month HOA fee on top of it?
Exactly. Sometimes even more. Mm-hmm. And the bank factors that HOA fee into the buyer's debt to income ratio.
No,
so suddenly, the monthly payment on that $320,000 townhome is exactly the same or even higher than the monthly payment on a $380,000 detached single family home that doesn't have a massive HOA fee.
The value proposition completely disintegrates.
Completely.
The buyer looks at the townhome, they look at the shared walls, they look at the tiny patio, and they say, why would I pay the exact same monthly amount for this as I would for a detached house with a private backyard?
They won't. And that is exactly why that one townhome in Denton sat on the market for 105 days.
Mm.
The missing middle has effectively priced itself out of its own utility.
That is wild.
Buyers are looking at the math and making a very rational choice. They're saying, I will either keep renting a highly competitive, discounted apartment, or I will just stay in my current situation and save up a little longer until I can afford a true single-family home.
They are entirely skipping the townhome phase.
Exactly.
Which explains why builders in Little Elm, Corinth have just stopped buying land for these projects. If the buyers aren't there, the builders won't build.
It's a fascinating chain reaction.
It really is.
Mm.
And it leads us perfectly into the widest, most extreme view of Denton County real estate. If the townhome market is frozen because of immediate math, what happens when we look at the long-term horizon?
The really long game.
Exactly. If we move past the urban centers, past the suburban townhome plots, we hit the rural acreage. The long game. Farm, ranch, and raw land.
The land data in this entries report is arguably the most revealing metric regarding the future identity of the county.
How so?
Because land development is the leading indicator of where a region is headed 5 or 10 years from now.
Okay, let's start with the farm and ranch category.
The report is brutally transparent here.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. There were exactly zero closed farm sales in Denton County in June for 2026.
None.
And there were zero in June of 2025.
A complete and total flatline. Nobody is buying or selling operational farms in the county right now.
But the broader land segment, which includes, raw, undeveloped plots, maybe zoned for future residential or commercial use, did see some action, right?
Yeah.
Though it is moving at a pretty glacial pace.
Glacial is the absolute right word for it.
There were 21 land sales in June, which is down 13% year over year.
Right.
The median price dropped 11% down to $285,000.
Yeah.
But the stats we really need to dwell on are the time metrics.
These are the mind-blowing ones.
Raw land is sitting on the market for an average of 151 days.
5 months.
And the total months of inventory is a staggering 20.3 months.
Over a year and a half of supply just sitting there waiting.
I was really trying to conceptualize just how slow this segment of the market is. If buying a single-family home in 2021 was like playing speed checkers, slamming pieces across the board in a frenzy, reacting instantly, waiving all the rules, then buying raw land in Denton County right now is like playing a multi-year game of correspondence chess.
That is a perfect analogy. The mechanics of buying raw land are entirely different from buying a house, and the current economic climate just exaggerates that difference to the extreme.
How so? Walk me through why it takes 151 days to close on a piece of dirt.
Well, when you buy a house, you are buying a finished product. You get an inspection, you appraise it, you move in.
That's straightforward.
When you buy raw land, you are buying potential. But realizing that potential requires an incredible amount of due diligence.
Like what?
You make an offer, but that offer is contingent on a dozen different factors. You have to consult with a soil tester to make sure the ground can actually support a foundation.
Oh, right.
You have to check the topography for floodplains. You have to go to the local zoning board to ensure you can actually build what you want to build.
That sounds exhausting.
And you have to figure out how much it will cost to pull utilities, water, electricity, sewer out to the site.
And all of that takes months of bureaucratic red tape and specialized labor.
Exactly. But here's the critical factor. Right now, the developers and the custom home builders, the people who normally buy this raw land, are just sitting on the
Why
sidelines.
are they sitting it out?
Remember, capital is incredibly expensive right now. A developer isn't going to take out a high-interest loan to buy a $285,000 plot of land, hold it for 2 years while they get permits, and then try to build a house in a market where buyers are currently struggling with affordability ceilings.
The math just doesn't work for them either.
Right. The carrying costs of holding that land would eat all of their potential profit.
So the buyer pool for raw land shrinks down to almost nothing, which perfectly explains the 20.3 months of inventory.
Yes. And we need to talk about how entirely the power dynamic shifts when you have a 20.3-month supply of anything.
It's insane.
A number that high isn't just a buyer's market, it is a buyer's playground. The cushion is massive.
So what does that mean practically for you, the listener?
Practically, what this means if you are an investor or someone looking to acquire land in the county to build a custom home a few years down the line is that you hold absolute leverage.
Absolute leverage.
You have the ultimate luxury of time, patience, and heavy negotiation power.
Because if a seller says no to your offer or refuses to give you a 90-day due diligence period, you can just point to the 20 months of other options sitting on the MLS and just walk away.
Precisely. Land sellers in Denton County right now are competing against a vast, stagnant inventory. Buyers are scarce.
So buyers can ask for the moon.
This means buyers can insist on extended feasibility studies. They can demand seller financing, asking the seller to act as the bank at a lower interest rate.
Wow.
They can negotiate fiercely on that $285,000 median price, and the seller might just have to take it because the next buyer might not come along for another 6 months.
This segment of the market is where the deliberate, methodical nature of the 2026 cooling trend is just most exaggerated. It is the long game in every sense of the word.
It really is. And looking at that extreme long game brings our entire journey through this data full circle.
It does. We started this deep dive trying to figure out a paradox: how a technical seller's market with only 4.8 months of inventory could feel so remarkably calm and slow. And now, by digging into the mechanics of each specific segment, we see exactly how that plays out across every level of real estate in the county.
The overarching narrative is incredibly consistent, even if the individual metrics look a little different at first glance.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this and synthesize what we've discovered today. Denton County, in late July 2026, is defined entirely by stabilization, deliberate pacing, and the optimization of debt.
Yes.
The chaotic, frenzied acceleration of the past few years is gone, replaced by a symmetrical cooling where both buyers and sellers have taken their foot off the gas.
Symmetrical deceleration.
Right. We are seeing a single-family market where homes take an extra 3 weeks to sell, not because buyers are broke, but because they are meticulously protecting themselves against FOP.
The fear of overpaying?
Exactly. And we see how the standoff in the sales market feeds directly into the rental market.
Right. The rental market is currently flooded with supply from build-to-rent developers and reluctant mom-and-pop landlords,
which is actively driving lease prices down and creating a fantastic, affordable haven for those choosing to just wait things out.
Which is a great position to be in if you're renting.
We also see a missing middle, the townhome market, that is completely gridlocked because high construction costs and exploding HOA insurance premiums have basically destroyed its value proposition.
Buyers are just skipping it entirely.
And finally, we see a massive, slow-moving ocean of raw land offering incredible leverage to the patient, well-capitalized buyer.
It is a market that punishes panic and rewards preparation.
I love that. Punishes panic, rewards preparation.
Whether you are looking for that competitive residential lease, trying to navigate the 77-day standoff of selling your home, or playing correspondence chess in the raw land market, the data is currently working heavily in favor of the unhurried.
Absolutely. The unhurried buyer and the secure seller. Now, it is really important to remember that everything we discussed today relies on countywide and citywide macro metrics.
And real estate is hyperlocal.
Yes, hyperlocal. A house on the north side of Denton might behave very differently than a house on the south side.
Exactly.
To see how these exact trends, these 77 days on market or these falling lease prices, apply to your specific street or the subdivision you are eyeing, you should absolutely check out the sponsor and the source of today's local insights at PeteRealty.com.
They have the on-the-ground expertise to translate these broad MLS trends into actionable advice for your specific financial situation.
That local translation is vital. You really cannot apply countywide data to a single address without understanding the micro factors of that specific neighborhood.
No, you'll end up making a mistake if you do.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a final lingering thought to ponder on your own.
Something to mull over.
We just talked at length about that massive 20.3-month supply of raw land sitting untouched on the periphery of the county. Almost 2 years' worth of dirt just waiting, while developers and buyers take longer than ever to commit due to the cost of capital.
Right.
What happens to the physical borders and the fundamental identity of Denton County when those patient buyers finally decide to start building?
That is the ultimate question for the future of the region. The pause button has been pressed, but it won't stay pressed forever.
Right. When interest rates eventually shift, or when population pressure finally breaks the dam, what happens? Will we see a sudden, explosive wave of suburban sprawl hitting the market in 2028 or 2029, rapidly developing all that raw land and completely erasing the rural borders of the county?
It's a real possibility.
Or will this prolonged cooling period, this gridlock in development, result in a permanent preservation of Denton's rural fringes? Have the math of land development fundamentally changed forever, altering the county's developmental destiny?
The land is sitting there just waiting to tell us what kind of county Denton is going to become in the next decade.
And we will be right here to decode the data and explain the mechanics of it when it does. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the numbers today. Take that knowledge, use your leverage if you have it, and we will catch you on the next one.